Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up, all the doctors, make the old people
break it up with Linda Mitchell.
I'm not even ready, girl.
Jimmy
Jam, yeah.
Well, good evening out there. It is Telly Tuesday, and we're going to be brief and short. We're just going to give you some refresher here from Miss Stephanie Haynes, and I'm going to read a few affirmations for you, give you a little bit about this chakra number 4. You know, I can't bring it to you like she brings it to you, but just get your pad and pencil out. We're going to be a bit brief today. This show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that gets you to your goal. We specialize in leadership training, workshops, youth events, youth activities, skill building, CUC, keep that on your mind. And hello out there to all our listeners in Japan, Canada, Sweden, and many, many, many other places out there. I want to start out, and since we're talking about this balancing here briefly, the worst mistake you can make is to give up on yourself and stop challenging yourself for fear of failure. Keep moving forward with a firm eye on the future, telling yourself, I'll start from today. I'll start fresh from now, from this very, very moment. That is from one of my favorite mentors. That is information and a quote from Dr. Shaku Ikeda, who gives us the roadmap, teaches us how to live authentic, and show others happiness as we're gaining out others. So we're going to say welcome in before we get going here. I'd like to say, you know, think about that balancing that's going on out there. Let's hope it's a good thing for everybody. Let's see.
And I say, oh, no, in a lot of ways, you're a lucky guy. And, oh, now all you need is a chance to try and in love.
Tomorrow will still be the same.
Yes, I wanted to play Lupa for you because, you know, whenever we hear Lupa, we always think about love. He takes us to love, and it takes the heart that moves everything out there. I wanted to bring back this chakra series refresher because we have to stay in balance here with our bodies. You know, there's seven out there, and I cannot give it to you like Stephanie Haynes gave it to you, but I'm just going to give you a touch-up. A little refresher, a few affirmations, and she brings it to you a different way. Now, we're not going to go through that meditation. I'm not going to tell you about the stones. You know, when she delivers it, she brings it all the way. This is just a refresher and a reminder for you this evening, and I'm going to bring it to you. You know, the fourth chakra is concerned with unconditional love. It affects our ability to consider others, to be gentle, patience of others, and to empathize with the challenges and the joys experienced by others. It is the link between our intellect and our spiritual selves. You know, unconditional love is a state of being. It can also be a conscious decision. We can engage our will. The third chakra, that's one before, and the direct love of the fourth chakra, to all those around us, we are aware of how all things are interconnected and give unconditional love to all those around us. We have a great sense of inner peace and well-being. A person who is continually given, even when they are in need themselves, is likely to be out of balance. Okay? Similarly, someone who denies any empathy with those around them and is unable to show compassion will likely have a depleted energy in the fourth chakra. See, those chakras are very, very important. That's what keeps us in balance here. So when I think of the fourth chakra, which is the heart chakra, you know, there's affirmations, there's unconditional love. There's a lot of things that happen out there. So I'm going to play a little bit more Lupa, and then we're going to talk about it some more. I'm going to give you some affirmations and let you go.
Yeah. Hello, mellow. What a wonderful day. It's sunny to be nice. I'd follow you to the moon.
That is right, and since that fourth chakra, the heart chakra, is about unconditional love, I'm going to share some affirmations with you. I'll read them slow, jot them down, something might touch you. Try to use them every day. And for unconditional love, number one, I allow myself to be open to giving and receiving love without fear or rejection. I give without expecting recognition or acknowledgement in return. When I am loving to others, I am helping bring out the innate love within them so they also feel uplifted, worthy, and cared for. I love myself the way I am. Not the way I was or could be, and I extend this love to others. I teach others how to love and respect me by how I love and respect myself. See, that's that unconditional part. And you know, I shared with you briefly about giving and being have a lot of generosity for others when you need yourself. Well, this is generosity and sharing. I give myself freely, and I am open to opportunities to do so. I do this because I can, and I expect nothing in return. Speaking from the heart will let those around me know how I feel about them. My generosity will touch another person's heart and replenish their spirit. So love, I have a positive, spontaneous, and tasting influence on the healing and transformation of both myself and others. See, that heart chakra is the one that kind of like really, really snaps yourself and allows you to really sit down and start with you first before it put it out there. The Sanskrit name for the fourth chakra is Anahata, and it's presented in picture form, a lotus of 12 petals, and it's located in the middle of the chest. It regulates the thymus, the heart, the lungs, circulation, hands, shoulders, breath, and upper back. And again, it is associated with love, generosity, compassion, and forgiveness, okay? And the personal growth areas that when that heart chakra is in balance and not under or overactive, giving and receiving unconditional love is what it's really out to be. So I'm going to close this out today. Stephanie couldn't join us today. She has projects she's working on, but you know she's an excellent mentor and teacher. So I hope I've helped you out, and I selected the fourth chakra as a refresher today because we all must move with our hearts out there. Please enjoy your evening.
And I fail my in a lot of ways. You're a lucky guy, and now all you need is a chance to try and in love.
Thank you.
spread with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate. We give, showing others how to live. We care and share with love all through the land.